Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ned Ryan is here, too. Ned is a new friend. Ned is the president of the American Majority, former presidential writer for George W. Bush, and the son of a former member of Congress, Jim Ryan of Kansas, and he is a political activist, I think it's safe to say. That's what his American Majority nonprofit is all about. And he's here to talk to us about what's going on in the world of politics. Ned Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It's good to have you here. First, Ned, you most recently, I guess it's safe to say that the most recent significant activity you've had has been working in the field, so to speak, in Wisconsin, in that yeah. recall election. Would that be a safe way to say that?
Yeah, that'd be very safe. That we American Majority launched in Wisconsin. One of our state, our state chapter in Wisconsin launched October of 2010. And what American Majority does is that we go and identify and train people on for state and local office, anything from school board to state senate. We also train, grassroots activists on how to be more effective politically, how to hardwire precincts, how to do get out the vote, how to keep elected officials accountable.
Now, one thing I want to point out, I used the term when I introduced you in the earlier part of the hour. I said something about you being of the Republican persuasion, but that's not really accurate. You're really more of a conservative first,
yeah,
Republican second, aren't you?
Let's put it this way. American Majority is a nonpartisan organization that's committed to free enterprise, limited government, fiscal responsibility, for truth in advertising. I'm still registered as a Republican, but again, yeah, it's conservative first, Republican second. I look at it this way. We're a two-party system. We have been pretty much since, the beginning of parties here in our political system, and we will be for the foreseeable future. You use the political parties to get into office to achieve your political goals. But what we train is that we train that, the way that we advance is not party for party's sake. It's principle and using the free market principles and limited
right.
that's responsible and how you implement them. But I really look at what American Majority does is really giving nuts and bolts tools to people so that they can go out and really be effective in winning office, because politics is policy. If you don't win politically, you can't implement policy. But, back to Wisconsin, we were there.
Well, one of the reasons why I think, as you were talking about building those grassroots movements, I wanted folks to understand the direction that you focus on. And I think it is important to realize that, more and more people, especially on the Republican side, it seems, and this is where the Tea Party came in, are interested in getting back to ideals and fundamentals and less party politics. And I think this is something, this is a movement, this is a force that I think the Republican and probably ultimately the Democrat Party is going to have to deal with. What do you think?
No, I would agree absolutely with you. This is not party for party's sake. In fact, you talk with a lot of people that will train, and we've done, over 600 in-person trainings primarily in the last 3 years. They're not, this is about the American people. And I'll give you a good case in point to show you this is about the American people. It's not just Tea Party or Republican or Democrat, but it's really about the American people standing up and saying we want real change to happen. Everybody was focused on Wisconsin that week of, June 5th, and recall, and seeing what would happen if Walker's reforms, if he would win and therefore help keep his reforms alive. That have been spectacularly successful, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Take over $3 billion deficit, and next year they're going to have $150 million surplus. That's nothing short of miraculous. It should be called the Wisconsin miracle,
mm-hmm.
especially in this economy. But what got lost in all the noise was San Diego and San Jose.
Right, the same week.
Right, the same week. This is about the American people standing up and saying enough.
Tell us what happened in those two cities.
Two cities that voted nearly 70% for Barack Obama in 2008 voted nearly 70% for pension reform.
Which was basically the same issue that was going on in Wisconsin.
Exactly, and that's why I said the American people are standing up and saying, okay, you know, whether it's the public sector unions, whether it's elected officials who have become detached from the American people, who are fiscally irresponsible, enough is enough. And you start to see them becoming more and more involved. And that's why I've always called the Tea Party the first responders for a significant percentage of the American people. And I really do believe that, you know, the Tea Party has in some ways not completely lost the battle of definition, but if you add Tea Party to certain things of, you know, limited government, free enterprise, it knocks those percentages down 20% when surveying the American people. But you take away the Tea Party and just ask, how do you feel about limited government or fiscal responsibility or lowering taxes or reducing the size of government? Mm-hmm. And you see these polls reflecting 65 to 70% of the American people are in agreement, and that's why I say if you can take those four or five issues, you're going to have a massive coalition behind them, and whichever party can wake up and truly advocate those ideas can have a massive majority of the American people behind them.
Well, the reason why I think this is important and why I think what you're doing is important, regardless of what party you're associated with, if you are an American, you believe in America, you want America to stand for something, you'd like for America to get back to the way America has been in the past.
Exactly.
The enemy of that, in my opinion, one of the enemies of that, Ned, is what I call the political class.
Yeah,
not a Republican, not a Democrat, but the political class. And I think that people who care about what you just talked about a minute ago, the way you defined it, which could be somebody from either one of the parties. You could be more toward the left or more toward the right, but if you could still want the things that you said, but you're not necessarily going to get those things if you strictly follow the lines of the political class, both parties. What do you think?
No, I would absolutely agree. We teach with American Majority, and that's one of the reasons we do what we do across, you know, all of our trainings and our mission, our focus, is there is a ruling class of longtime incumbents supported by, you know, a various support system within the party, with the parties and other things, that this ruling class of longtime incumbents,
mm-hmm.
both Republicans and Democrats, have lost their way. They've become detached from the American people.
Right.
They have continued to vote for more government, more spending. There is a correlation that the longer you're in office, the more prone you are to grow government,
right,
and increase government spending.
There's no question, regardless of which party. That's exactly the point. That's when you become part of the political class. Ned, give us your website quickly, please.
AmericanMajority.org.
All right. Check that out, folks. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Ned Ryan. We're going to talk some more after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.